The cries of Ravon Wells were heart-wrenching. Her son, Tyree Nichols, killed at the hands of Memphis police, was laid to rest last week. It's a hard thing to see and feel, and Black parents feel it deeply. Elaine Marsh has 6 adult children.
She needs that village, and I feel that we are that village.
We reached out to a few Black mothers who told us they need that village, too, to help them get through the challenges and celebrate the joys of parenting. Lanice McCullough says she's loved seeing her 2 children develop into good people.
Listening to them grow and watching them grow, and it has to be the most rewarding thing ever to be a mom.
There's a podcast about raising Black children. It's called the Mama's Den Podcast. I asked producer Cody Elaine Oliver about her first experience of motherhood.
Me wanting to be a mom, and even my husband always wanting to be a dad, like we clicked on that early on. Everything was easy with our first. Now, granted, the second time we had twins.
Okay.
But with our first, there was no sacrifice that was challenging. It was just like, this is what you got to do. I also expected the worst. Mm-hmm. So anything that went smoothly, or even went slightly uncomfortably, whether, you know, we got peed on or whatever, it was like, well, at least we didn't get pooped on. You know, everything was like, it could be worse.
So one thing that I have really enjoyed lately with my children, who are 9, 6, and 5, I forget sometimes, is that they have these rich conversations with each other. Like my son would be like, well, I'm going to be driving 2 years before Gabrielle, his younger sister, and then I'm not going to drive you nowhere. And she's like, what? You're not going to drive me nowhere? You got to drive. You know, like they're just going back and forth with these conversations. Is there something that gives you that sort of joy?
First off, I love those moments too. Like this, just listen to them sometimes say the craziest thing. I mean, girl. Well, I love seeing them be sweet to each other. We had put them to bed. It was the weekend, so they got to sleep in the same room. And I heard like a bump and silence and then crying. And I run out of my room and they're all coming into the hallway. And one of them is crying and he's holding his head, and his twin brother is behind him, but the way that his arm is outstretched, you know, like when you want to hug a friend, but you're like, are you okay? Like it was so cute. The older brother was the culprit, so he was a little more reserved. And he's like, are you okay? Like what is he about to tell?
Yeah,
he's gonna tell on me, you know? But the way that I watched them like be so curious to make sure he was okay was just like everything.
Oh yeah.
I was so mad that they had done that, but I was like, oh, look at you. You don't even need me. This is adorable.
Yes. The reason why we really wanted to do this is because people focus so much on the trauma and the tragedy that Black women and mothers face. And we wanted to present a fuller picture. Like, was that one of your thoughts behind starting the Mama's Den podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. With the Mama's Den in particular, I love to share that, like, these are women that I admire and love and knew them all individually, Ashley Chia, Melanie Fiona, and Felicia Latour. And I was like, you guys, I want to hear you talk all the time about motherhood. I started it because I think that sisterhood is important within motherhood, and same for, you know, fathers as well. It takes a village. It takes a village to help. It takes a village to make sure you're not feeling alone or isolated in this journey. And that's across the board. And also to laugh and to celebrate.
What do you think about that idea of, like, obviously, you know, it's not unique that mothers would need, like, some sisterhood, some guidance. But is there something unique about, like, the Black American experience that the sisterhood is a bit different? Do you feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely. Plainly put, our children and us as Black adults are being hunted, are being criminalized. And we don't want to talk about that all the time. But what we do want is to recognize that in one another, that when we're talking about what school does your child go to and how's their experience, that experience is different at a predominantly white school than it is at another school. You kind of don't have to have the hardest part of the conversations in any way other than to say, like, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. And how are you addressing this? And what did you say to your kid about that? There's a comfort in us having those conversations amongst each other.
So is there something that you want, like, the world to know about Black mothers that you feel like is lost in some of the conversations?
I think anybody who understands the parenthood journey knows that there's joy. Mm-hmm. And knows that there's challenges, right? That mm-hmm. we all need to be nicer to the mama whose kids are screaming at the grocery store or on the airplanes or whatever. Like, but that the Black motherhood journey does come with that added anxiety and fear of what it means for our children to simply be brown. I want the world to understand that we are carrying that weight every day mm-hmm. through the smiles, through the highs and lows of regular parenthood, and that grace and kindness and allyship helps.
That's Cody Elaine Oliver. She is a film and TV producer and podcaster. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.